Hello to all my dear students. So, talking to you after a little gap as we were busy with the Central Institute results, and I'm going to share my experience today when I say that because over these past 2 3 days, I've like talked to about 60 top rank holders, and I thought I should bring their special methods or strategies that can help other people to make a big comeback, right? And this is exactly what I'm going to try and talk about today. The first thing that I would want to say here is, which is common to everyone who's doing well in these competitive exams, is that they are not afraid. They are not afraid to start over, right? And a lot of them had not so good ranks in either NEET or November exams, but they were yet able to make a lot of difference when it came to these Central Institute exams, which is just like within a gap of 5 or 6 months. So even if you haven't done well right now, this is what you need to tell yourself, that you don't have to be afraid to start all over again. You have to understand that it is a chance to build something better this time. And how exactly they're going to build it better is what we have to learn. You don't have to, get scared of the space between where you are now and the space where you want to be. You rather have to be inspired to, reach that place. And for this, definitely you need a commitment to succeed. And as I said, you have to realize that you have to trust that probably the answer this time is no. And you have to trust that when the answer is no, there is definitely a better yes down the road waiting for you. Now, what are those things that you would need to make a big comeback or a champion comeback? So first is, gather the courage and start all over again without self-doubt. Consider that you are going to make or be definitely better than what you are right now. And this faith has to be there. It has to come from within that you are as capable as anyone else. You have immense potential, and it is probably just a matter of a few more months and some smart moves that you need to make, and you will be there soon on the other side of the journey. And once you realize this, the next thing that comes is, you have to understand that when you start studying for these exams, initial part of the study has to be broad, which means you have to try and build your content strong. That's what your focus should be on, right? And as you keep approaching the exam, you make you start reducing your content, so you start being more selective as you go, keep going further in the journey. Do not try and be very selective right from the beginning, because if you try and be selective right in the beginning itself, then you are likely to recede back, right? And you are likely to not make the comeback as you would want it to be, right? So start with a broad content, by which I mean do not go selective right in the beginning. In the beginning, trust the set of notes that you have. Be really, really thorough with them. And gradually, you have to find out things which are volatile for you, things which are, that you are weak in. And it is always a good idea to have a log book. So a lot of toppers that I have talked to have this habit, the habit of making a log book or making a list, a so-called list of things that you do not know that well, either because they're memory based or because it is something that is conceptually tough for you, or something that anyways needs repeated revisions. So, these toppers have this habit of making these logbooks or these lists. And this is exactly what is going to help you to make your study more selective close to the exam. So, as in when you are doing your broad study, after every study you have to, or a subject that you're doing, you have to do this analysis and find out what are the topics that you need to strengthen on. So, if you are not making this logbook or this list, then the problem is that close to the exam you will have again too much to revise. So if you really want to make a good comeback in the next exams, that's the second thing I want you to do. I want you to have a logbook or a list of topics which you are weak in, topics which are volatile for you, or some important new things that the faculty is telling you has a very high probability of being asked. And for every subject, so this is a list that you prepare for every subject at the end of that subject. And next time when you have to start revising, this is where we start our revision from. So you're automatically going to hit your weaknesses, and you will ensure that you will cover them up. And it will be really, really nice when you make a big cross on one of these topics and it goes out of your list because now you're thorough with it. So as you keep moving forward, the list is going to also keep getting shorter, right? There are going to be few things that you will become thorough with. You would not need to spend that much time on them. And your list is going to keep getting shorter, and this itself will give you a sense of victory. The third thing that I have realized that these toppers do, or after talking to so many of them, is that they're never scared of putting themselves to testing. This is again something that we have to inculcate. You have to understand that these tests that you're going to give are for your own analysis. And if you don't do that, you really never find out what are the areas that need strengthening. So don't shy out on giving tests. And I think I have talked about this in my previous podcast too. Another thing is the mindset. Now, when you are going to give these tests at regular intervals, you may not be doing equally well every time. So you are going to have your phases of lows as well. And it is essential at this time that you understand that the purpose of the test is to do better next time. It is not exactly what you have done right now. So try and get into this habit of taking the next test or an exam, I would say, as an opportunity to do better than what you were doing earlier. And only when you see it as an opportunity, you will put your best foot forward for it. And this is something that I have realized, after although I have talked about it myself, but this is something that is common to all these people who've been achieving, high rates of success, that despite the fact that they haven't done in well in one of the exams, they were able to come out with flying colors in the other, just because they saw an opportunity in it, and they used to put their best foot forward. So this is something again that is very, very important. Another thing that will help you in your journey is keeping your content restricted. Do not make it bulky. Okay, you have to know that every individual has a capacity, and you don't have to bombard yourself with too much information. That the amount that is not possible or feasible to revise, and therefore, if you're not able to revise something, it is quite certain that you will not be able to recall it during the exam. So do not dilute your primary notes. That is very, very important, right? Your notes have to be your primary source, something that you can go back to every time. And anything extra that you're going to do should go on different sheets of paper. And maybe you can put this sheet of paper in the subject copy somewhere in the front or somewhere at the back, but at least you know that this is outside your primary content. So, you cannot compromise on your primary content and start gathering these extra informations. Because in the end, you will realize if you keep doing this, it's just too bulky for you to handle it. So do not dilute your primary notes. Keep going back to your primary notes for references whenever you are stuck. That is, again, something that these people have been consistently doing through their journey. And, these small things, when put together, definitely has made a difference in, or massive difference, I would say, within a span of 5 to 6 months. The last thing I have to tell is that you have to simply never, ever rule yourself out, because the world is ready to do that. Okay. They are anyways there to rule you out. They will tell you things like take an exit, take whatever you're getting, don't put yourself to this. You don't know what will happen. You may not do well. You may even get worse than this. So, the world is always there to tell you how incapable you are and how, how things are simply dependent on chance. This is something that you should never buy, okay? You have to remember that you will not rule yourself out. This is one of the most important key message that you have to always have with you. You have to always think that you are capable and you can do it, and you will not stop until you do it, right? And you have to keep telling yourself this. Believe me, it is absolutely possible to start right now and do wonders in the next 5 to 6 months. It is an appropriate amount of time, but yes, if we have to manage things in this time, we have to understand that we have to go ahead with things which have the highest probability of coming, high-yielding things, and therefore, your primary source makes a lot of difference. If your content in the primary source is compromised, yes, it is going to be difficult to match up to levels of these, top rank holders. So please remember that, ensure that you have not compromised on your primary source, because you only build a building on a strong base. So have a good primary source, as I said, and then just focus on these aspects that I have stressed on, and always remember, do not doubt with the abilities. And what you need to only understand is that, the more number of times you will be able to revise a limited material, the higher is the probability that you would do well in the exams. I leave you with a message that, something that I said in the beginning itself, that you have to be committed to succeed. Okay. It's never too late to give your best. You need to realize that your best efforts can turn tables, and they will give you what you have dreamt of, right? Please do not do things half-heartedly because you just wanted to give it a try. I absolutely do not appreciate this. When you're giving your time, your energy to something, it should not just be to trying. You should go and give it, do it with all your heart. Your efforts have to be definitely proportional to your dream. You can't dream big but not put in the amount of hard work. There is absolutely no shortcut to it. And, every step you are going to take, if it is a committed step to achieve a desired outcome, then yes, you are on the road to success. Lots of good wishes, and I hope you do. You will make a champion comeback, and you will write back to me once you do that you made it happen. Okay, so write it on a piece of paper. I will make it happen. Lots of good wishes from Dr. Deepthi.